The Arabian Rundown is a bi-weekly podcast hosted by the WEEM podcast staff. From music and movies to fun challenges, join Brooklyn Schuyler, Logan Romine, and Sophia Bevan every other Thursday for a fun-filled hour.
Welcome to our third episode of Arabian Rundown. I'm Sophia Bevan, and I'm joined by our usual hosts,
Brooklyn Schuyler
and Logan Romine.
And I'm going to get jump right into the topic. We're going to be talking about embarrassing moments.
Embarrassing.
Can I start us off? Because I just want to say this
for
one.
Sure.
Go I think right this ahead. Is like, I tell this story a bunch of times, but one time I was like, I think I was just walking. Like, I live in Pendleton. I was walking. I think I was going home from seeing my friend or something. I don't remember exactly. But there was like a lot of traffic and there was like a lot of like cars waiting. And then I was waiting. But then the person in the car, they waved me along. I was like, OK. So I walk across the crosswalk and I trip. I fall on my face, like my knees and then my face. And then I'm like, oh, my God. And there's like a bunch of cars waiting on me.
It's
so bad. And then I stood up and I brushed off my knees and I like waved at the person in the car. I don't know why I waved back.
Like, and then.
It was like in the middle of the street too. Every car could see me, and I scurried back along across the street, and I walked home like silent. The rest of, like I wasn't even listening to music.
No, that walk after like you have had an shame. Embarrassment moment.
Yes, because so I was bad. Like too scared that I'd fall again in front of people, so I was just focused on my walking.
You were looking at your feet.
Yes, I was. I literally was. Oh my God, it was so bad.
That's so rough.
Have you guys got one?
Oh, I got one. So this happened earlier this week, and it was in this class, actually. Oh. And earlier this week, we were going through the segment for episode 2 of Arabian Rundown, and I'm introing the episode, and out of nowhere, I go, welcome back to the Arabian Rundown.
Wait, it's so funny. But I like... I started looking at it, like, when he did this, I was, like, editing it beforehand, so I was editing it in, like, first period, and I'm like, what is this? I was like, I have no clue. I was like, there was no, like, inside joke, because, like, neither of us, like, I think even noticed it, or, like,
no one brought it up.
At all.
No
I, don't one think, it I don't think I noticed
it. It was so funny.
Can you reenact it one more time, please?
Welcome back to the Arabian Rundown.
No. You said, welcome back to the Arabian Rundown on WEEM.
That's what it was. WEEM. And then, no, I went WEEM.
Yeah. Like, yeah. You had a whole thing.
Yeah.
That's getting posted.
And it
already got posted. We did so good.
And it was, yeah, go watch it, by the way.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I'm watching that when I get home.
It was I was trying so to adjust funny. My I had a pullover on.
E-M.
I had a pullover on and I was adjusting the sleeves. So I shake my hands and I didn't realize like my brain must have done a process that I was actually talking to a recording. And so I go WEEM.
Oh my gosh. That's actually how in the world did we not notice
know, like,
that?
Because I don't think I would have ever I don't think I've ever thought of that happening until you just now said
no,
it.
Like I was like no one discussed this beforehand.
I didn't remember it happening.
Yeah. And then I was like, I need your feedback on something. And I show you this video and I'm like, I don't remember this happening. We never talked about it. We don't like, there was no cuts in the video. So it was like, it's not like it happened. And then like, we started laughing about it and like cut it out. No, it was
like, no, that was just the video. And we moved on.
Just it.
I do not remember that. That's actually so crazy.
I didn't either until she showed me.
It was so funny.
What about you, Brooklyn? You got any embarrassing moments?
Every single waking moment. I'm kidding. It was really just awkward because I went WEEM and there was someone walking in the hallway. And we have a studio, we have a window that goes through this studio and the next studio. Mm-hmm. And there was a person walking down the hallway and I was like, WEEM.
Rats in a cage.
Every single time we're doing something in like this room or the next room, it's so awkward. Or, like if I'm walking around, like trying to take SD cards out of cameras or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, I look over and there's just people
right there. Like, oh my God.
Do you know how
awful.
Bad it is? Because I have it during the lunch period and I'm in there on air days. So everyone is coming down that hallway for lunch. It's like I'm like a rat in a cage, bro.
Oh my God.
It's like they're tapping on the glass.
I had another one. It was also in fifth period. Apparently all of my embarrassing moments happened then. Yesterday It was lunchtime, and I'm talking to Mr. Watson about the Instagram pages. We have a new Instagram page coming out on April 1st, which is pretty exciting, by the way. But it's the Arabian Sports Network Instagram page, and we're talking about that and 91.7s and, like, talking about branding and all these things, having, like, a really productive conversation. And I totally forget that it's not 6 period. It's lunch.
No.
Oh.
So then, so it's, like 11:48.
No, it was 11:58. It was so bad. So I, like, my lunch ends at 11:35, and I'm having this conversation. And so then, like, we finish the conversation, and Logan goes, "Do you just not have to go to photography today?" And my jaw dropped.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, "You're kidding me."
Thank,
like,
God it was photography.
I know, because
that's like, he's really chill about that stuff.
Oh, 100%.
Like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, he was so nice about it. But I was like, I'm so, like, he was like, "I thought I'd seen you earlier." And I'm like, "No, you definitely did. Like, I've been here. Like, I was having a conversation. I thought it was lunchtime."
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, but then you want to know what?
What?
I did it again today. So.
You did?
He's going to think you're skipping.
No, I know. I literally, like, so it was 11:41 this time.
Oh. Okay.
But I was doing things with the YouTube and, like, doing things with the Arabian Rundown and, like, all of these things. And so I'm doing, like, 6 things at once, and the bells didn't ring for 4th and 5th and 6th period.
Oh, they didn't.
In the lunches. So it wasn't really my fault, to be fair. but the bells didn't ring, and so I didn't hear it, and I was so, like, locked in, and I look at the time, and I'm like, "Are you kidding me? 2 days in a row?"
That's crazy.
Like, I've never done that before.
You're cooked.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I was like, this job's giving me a rebellious streak.
It's a job.
Yeah.
I have another one. I feel like this one's also relating to me falling. I don't think I'm very clumsy, but I guess I am.
No, I'm so clumsy.
I think I'm more like clumsy or like klutzy when it like comes with knocking stuff over, but with falling, I don't know, I trip a good amount, but I don't fall. Okay. Not the point. Anyways, this was like back in like a 7th grade. It was for gym class, and we were playing it wasn't like, it was like baseball, but it was like not the really great bats. It was like the plastic ones.
I
with
had
like
your gym class.
Did you?
I did.
Were we in the same group? Because I had an all girls class, I think.
For 7th grade?
Yeah.
No, it was 8th grade that I had you in gym class.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one. Anyway, 7th grade. It was all girls and stuff, and I was actually kind of cooking. I was doing good for the first season. It was our time to bat again. And so I hit the ball with the, what's it called, the balls with the holes in them, and
a,
like,
wiffle
the
ball?
Wiffle ball, yeah. I hit the ball with the bat, and then I throw the bat, but I don't throw it this way towards like nobody. I throw it to the entire field. I almost hit the pitcher. It's like in the middle of like the field.
Oh.
And then I see this, and I'm like, oh, and I'm like looking as I'm running, and then I trip over my own feet.
That's so bad.
And I fall like on my knees on the concrete, and then I was like fighting back tears. Everyone's like, "Oh my God, Sophia, are you okay?" I'm like, "No, I'm okay." Like, that was nothing. But I'm like actually fighting back tears because it hurt so bad. Like, my knees are bleeding. I'm like, "No, it's fine."
Yeah.
Because
I'm all good.
No, which I think is more embarrassing than just being like, "Can I go to the nurse to go?" Like, I was like, "No, I'm fine." But I was not fine. It hurt really bad.
So sad.
I have one, and it was in here again. Brooklyn was here. I'm in one of those chairs. You can't see the chair, but it's a rolly chair. And I go to push back off the wall to get back to my desk. I go, but chair goes, bah! And I fall flat on my back.
I remember that. Wait, it was so funny.
I just gotta sit. I gave up. I just sat there for a second. just accepted my fate.
Yeah.
Just.
We had one with the rolly chairs. It was so bad. We were like we were in the meeting. We were about to do a like radio meeting. We're moving all these chairs to the other room. And I'm like pushing a rolly chair out, and like we stop in the hallway, we're waiting for the door to be unlocked, and I like step back and almost tripped into another person that was just walking by trying to get out of the school.
Oh.
And both Layla and Zion were there, and they were like laughing at me, and I was like, oh my gosh. Horrible.
Oh my gosh. It's actually awful.
Yeah.
Oh. I had one when I was really young. This is like a core memory for me because of how like embarrassed I was about it. I was like in like line at with my mom at the gas station because I really, you know, the bug juices.
Yes.
Yes. I really wanted bug juice. So we went to the gas station. I got the bug juice and I was like, we were waiting in line for a while. And when we finally got to like the counter and everything, I was, you know, in line. And I guess, I don't know if I fell asleep because I don't remember anything. I just think I was just daydreaming. And then when I finally like locked in and I like looked over to my mom, like, are you almost done yet? It was not my mom. I was another lady, didn't blonde lady, looked nothing like my mom.
Absolutely.
And I
zonked,
said, oh my
bro.
Gosh. And then the lady just started laughing. And then she pointed at my mom and I like scurried over. I was like seven.
Aww,
like
I was like so horrible.
That was like so like, I don't even know what happened because like I don't remember any of the time of my mom. So I don't know if I just fell asleep while I was standing or if I was literally just so like
so out. Yeah.
You're just like, I don't even remember like anything that happened that day that would make me tired or something. But like, I don't know.
That's just so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's some like childhood things, but like, honestly, at this point, I'm like, what was I going to do about that? You know what I mean? Like,
that was so out of
I was control. Seven. I was four. Like, you know, they're not embarrassing. They're just a 4 year old being a 4 year old or like,
that is definitely
whatever.
True.
Mm-hmm. But like, looking back at old pictures and stuff, I can't do it. It's too embarrassing.
Oh, like looking at pictures of yourself. Yeah. I'll do that too. I'll be like, why did I ever wear
that? Or like
that?
Outfits are
yes,
so bad.
Because I thought like I was like the next, like, I'm trying to think of like a fashion designer, but I can't think of like, I thought I was like the best. Like I should like, oh my God, they need to like make me design outfits. I look so amazing. And I look at pictures. I'm like, why did my mom let me dress myself?
That's what I'm saying. Why in the world did my parents let me out of the house?
I'm like, well, bro. Like, oh my gosh. Like, what do you mean I'm wearing bright pink capris with a lime green t-shirt right now? Like, yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. You have like relatable to you at all?
Fifth grade.
Describe it. Were you one of those kids who had like the bright socks?
No. But I would like Naruto run around the playground.
Oh, okay. Oh my gosh. During
if you've watched this segment back, you're gonna watch me like zone out and just have flashbacks under the floor for like a solid 30 seconds.
Oh my gosh. I remember when in the fifth grade, I wasn't Naruto running, but I remember we'd do a Fortnite, like me and a group of kids would do a Fortnite dance competition every day at recess.
Like, I can't process this information.
And it's really embarrassing to think about. Like, and my go-to move was always the floss, because apparently everyone's like, oh my God, you do it so much better than everyone else can. So,
could we get a demo?
I would prefer not to. I think I'm going to pass on that. Like, oh my God, you're so good at flossing. I'm like, thanks. I never played Fortnite in my life. But I would watch like video tutorials on how to do Fortnite dances. I'd watch them on our like Fire TV, which has like YouTube, and I would just watch.
They don't
like,
love you like I love you.
That's an embarrassing moment right there.
Is that like, copyright?
Can we get copyrighted?
No, I don't know. Why are you asking me?
You're the ops manager.
That doesn't mean I know that.
Yeah, I think. All, like, everybody has a cringy phase when they're, especially 100%. In elementary school.
Oh. Like, that late, like, fifth, sixth grade is rough.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
sixth grade as much, but, like,
fifth
fourth,
grade.
Fifth grade. Fifth grade.
Fifth grade's fifth, bad.
Fifth grade, those teachers watch you go through, like, the biggest development of your life.
Right. Like, people say, like, sixth grade is, like, a changing moment. No, fifth.
No,
fifth
it's
grade.
Fifth grade.
100% fifth grade.
It's fifth grade.
And, like, I just, oh, my gosh, speaking of, I just saw my fifth grade reading teacher. Oh my God, I have an embarrassing moment with this. We just circled back around. So I just saw my fifth grade reading teacher. Like in our fifth grade, we had like rotations. Mm-hmm. So like he was like the lowest math teacher and then the highest reading teacher. And I had him for reading and I had him for math. Mm-hmm. Right. So really low in math, really high in reading. He introduced me to Percy Jackson. So forever, I will be indebted to him with my life.
Great series.
Oh my God, it's amazing. And then B, I had him for math, but then I got like a really good grade on like a test score or whatever. And then they like wanted to put me in like a higher class. So I was going to go to like the highest class, but which, you know, thinking back, how horrible to do to a high. Like,
right.
I'm in the lowest math class and you're going to put me in the highest one.
Like just because I got a good
just
test score?
Just because I tested okay.
Right.
Anyway, so then like the middle teacher like stopped it and was like, hey, I don't really think that's a good idea. And so I went in the middle class. Mm-hmm. And in that class, he like asked me to say an answer, and I'm like, I don't know, or like, you know, I don't know what the answer is or whatever. And he goes in front of every single person in that classroom, and he said, like, you know, whatever my teacher's name was before, like, your teacher before said that you have, like, that you lack confidence in yourself.
That's a lot for a fifth grader to hear, especially in front of the whole class.
He was like, yeah, he was like, you know, my this teacher told me that you, like, lack confidence in your answers and stuff, and, like, in yourself with your answers. He's like, you have the answer right, just say it. And I'm like,
no,
like, no, thank you. I'm not a very good, like, talker, and not a good talker in public.
Speaker.
Like, yeah, mm-hmm. Speaker, whatever.
Good thing you're in this department.
I've gotten better at it now since radio, but, like, mm-hmm. in fifth grade, I was so shy, and he was like, he told me you had confidence issues.
He told me you had confidence issues.
That's a lot. That's a whole, I was like, that is so embarrassing. And he's my neighbor.
Oh, my gosh.
He's my neighbor.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I have another story. I had, like, we did, like, rotations, but in elementary school, in fifth grade, I was in the high ability class, so I didn't do regular rotations. I would do, like, every class with, like, my homeroom teacher, and then I'd go to, like, the sixth grade math teacher, and that was it. Mm-hmm.
That's how mine was in sixth grade. We did, like, I was in, like, a reach class because of my test score, you know? And we had, like, one teacher and then a reading teacher, and that was it.
I see. So then I was in her class, and I think this is when we were learning how to do, like, more complicated long division. Mm-hmm. Also, long division, I have not used it since fifth or sixth grade.
Calculator.
Exactly. Like, why would you ever need to do long division anymore? Why did we suffer that long?
No, okay, pre-calc, you'll do long division again.
Oh, never mind.
You said that we learned how to do it?
No. It's, like, with... like factorials and factors and stuff.
Oh, that sounds like a nightmare.
I liked it. It was fun.
Anyways, sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
Back on topic. Learning long division. I was so confident in my answer. She was like, does anybody, like, want to, like, go up to the board and do the problem? And I shot my hand up. I was like, me. I would love to. And then she's like, okay, Sophia, I go on the board. I write down my entire equation. And then I'm like, done. And I go sit back at my seat because I'm like, I did that so good. And then she was like, okay, does anybody want to tell her what she did wrong?
No.
And then.
With the evil.
Yes. And then she goes in. I was using a blue Expo marker. She goes in with a red Expo marker and crosses out everything I did wrong, which was basically everything except for setting up the equation. She goes in and crossed like a big X over everything. And then she's like, this is what you need to do instead. And with, oh, in front of the whole class.
Math teachers literally are so funny, but so, like, they developed me as a person. Like I had one in, I think it was seventh grade. I had him for both seventh and eighth grade. And once you get out of, like, middle school, one of your teachers writes
you.
No. One of your teachers writes you, like, a note. You know what I'm talking about? Like, how a teacher, like, yeah. So, anyways, mine was this math teacher that I'd had for 2 years. And in my seventh grade year, we did cross multiplication for the first time. That thing has never stuck with me. I don't know it. I don't understand it. I never have.
Like fractions?
I'm in pre-calc now, and I still struggle with cross multiplication. I hate it so much. I just go across and then I simplify. And we were doing this whole segment, and we were doing this whole, like, unit on cross multiplication, and just like every single thing in that class, I asked a question about it. And I would just continue to ask questions. And then my seventh, eighth grade class, I asked questions. So on his letter to me, he wrote, like, keep asking questions, even if it drives teachers insane. I'm like, oh, so I drove you insane?
Oh, okay.
I was like, that's a little rough.
Got it.
Yeah.
Anyways. Ka-chow.
Oh, wow. Anyways, looks like we're running out of time here. So that's going to be the end of this segment. Stay tuned because we're going to be coming back with unpopular opinions.
Oh.
Whoa,
bro.
you tricked us.
I did. Anyways, bye-bye. We'll see you in a second.
Thank you for staying tuned. More conversation to follow after this short break.
Support 91.7 WEEM by donating today. Donations to the station help improve the students' learning experiences and opportunities. We appreciate all support from a donation or tuning in, but we can't do it without your support.
Donate today.
For more information, contact Bill Whitehair at 765-778-2161. EXT is 6094 or at bwhitehair@smcsc.com. 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back to our second segment of Arabian Rundown, and we're still here with
Brooklyn Skyler,
Logan Romine.
Oh, and Sophia Bevan. I should have said my name first, probably. We all sound a little gross today, but that's because we all have some minor allergies going on. So I just wanted to make that out there that we're not purposely altering the way we sound.
And we also didn't get them from each other.
No, it was all, I'm pretty sure, definitely all separate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, like I said earlier, we're going to be talking about our unpopular opinions. And off camera, Logan mentioned something very controversial, so I'd like you to state it.
Package? That good?
And I will stand by that for the rest of my days.
It's overhyped.
So now, I think that's very wrong. And that's only, I mainly think this is wrong, because it is... Sorry, I'm just having a lot of rage in me right now. I'm trying to like defend my case, but I can't because it's such like an appalling.
It's such
an appalling take to ever have that I'm like.
It's a valid take.
Yeah. I don't think. I don't even know what to say. Like, I'm just baffled.
Mashed potatoes, mid.
Okay, I can see that, but mac and cheese, that can go with any meal.
Mac and cheese is mid.
Okay, but have you ever? So my like. Biggest problem with it is how you make it. Not how you make it, but like the ingredients. Because when you...
Cheese and pasta?
Yeah, when you pour the pasta in, right? And then you're like stirring it around and whatever. But then you open that like aluminum colored packet and it's got the cheese in it.
Okay, that's like the Kraft mac and cheese. That's not every mac and cheese.
But then you open that and like pour out this neon orange powder.
Not all mac and cheese is neon orange
powder. How in the world can you eat that?
That sounds like you have a brand problem, not a mac and cheese problem.
I have a mac and cheese problem. Also, why is it put with every food in the world?
Because it goes good with every food in the world.
No, it doesn't.
If you asked me, like, if I went to Chick-fil-A and you asked if I would rather have a large fry or a large mac and cheese, I'm choosing the fry 100 times.
They have large mac and cheeses?
For such a mac and cheese lover, you don't know much.
I mean, obviously, at like a fast food place, I'm picking French fries.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, still, like, to say it's mid is a whole nother, like...
It's so is soup.
Mac and cheese and hot dogs, gross.
You just touched a nerve there. That's soup.
Yeah.
Why do you not like soup?
I don't think I've ever had soup.
I don't like drinking my food.
Yeah, soup is so versatile.
I don't like drinking
is
my
it
food.
Is it versatile or versatile?
Versatile.
It's both. It's either.
That's... You know how many different soups are? Tomato soup, onion soup, navy bean?
You know what I would rather have? Solid food.
Solid food. Yeah, I still got all
There's
my
There's a
teeth.
Lot of food that's not solid.
Like what?
Applesauce.
I don't like applesauce.
Do you just not like any food that's not
that's
solid?
That's a bad take. Applesauce is good.
It is.
An apple.
No, but it's way different.
Also cinnamon applesauce.
Yeah, fire.
Now, I will eat like, you know, like the canned like pie filling apples you can get. I will just eat those. Those are good.
Ew.
That's it's the same thing as a pie.
Horrible. No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It definitely is not.
Yes, it is.
What do you mean it's the same thing as a pie? There's no crust.
Literally just the pie.
It's not baked.
It's the good part of the pie.
Wait,
that's another
good.
Unpopular thing you just slid in there.
Wait, that sounds so good. Like just the inside
just the apples.
Of the, just the apple yeah, and like I, the like I'll, juices of the apple in an apple
I'll
pie.
Simmer
that's
them
in a jar.
I'll simmer them. I'll put cinnamon on them and then I'll eat. It's like warm.
Okay, well, now you messed it up.
Right.
Cold apple pie is better than not cold apple pie.
I don't really.
You've never had a fresh baked apple pie and just been like, yeah.
No, cold is better.
There's not a lot of warm pies that I enjoy.
Apples
I don't think.
Are gross when they're warm.
Yeah. Cherry pie, that's a good one. Not cherry.
I've never had cherry pie.
Strawberry. Is a good cold one. I don't think
I would eat strawberry warm. I would eat strawberry cold.
Yeah, I think
because
yeah.
you
like
usually put
nauseous.
Whipped cream on top.
Yeah.
Hey, bananas are gross, people. I'm so sick and tired of bananas.
Okay, here's the thing. I can semi half agree with you. I like regular bananas. Okay, I think they're okay. I don't think they're special, but like banana flavored things, awful. Literally the worst thing in this earth.
Well, okay, banana flavored Laffy Taffy, best Laffy Taffy.
No, that's actually disgusting.
No, it's the best one.
So that's actually revolting.
No, banana and grape, but banana wins any day.
Grape.
Any day.
The actual like Advil. Flavoring.
Everybody thinks that it sounds tastes like Advil. Let me tell you, grapes were before Advil, so Advil.
That's not even an actual grape. Advil actual grapes like grape. Don't have any flavor.
I feel like
they
a lot of grape things, like they just, it's not right. Like, no, I do like when there's a grape thing done right. I do love it, but like I'm trying to think of it. Like a what is it? The
gummies, the like fruit snacks. People hate those.
I think those are good.
They
I
hate
like those.
The grape ones, and I see so mad.
I'm thinking about they're like the sour, the sweet Runts. Tarts. Sweet tarts, those taste like straight medicine. Oh. Like the grape ones,
again,
those are awful.
But it's the medicine that tastes like a grape, not the grape that tastes like medicine.
No, because grapes don't taste like grape flavoring. It's the same thing as bananas. Yeah, I don't taste banana flavoring when I taste a banana.
Well, nothing flavored tastes like the actual
exactly.
flavor.
Exactly. So so Advil tastes like the grape flavoring, not an actual grape. Because like an actual, you ever had a good crispy cold grape?
That's actually so.
They're so good.
You know what? People that freeze grapes.
Yeah, no, I see that.
I've seen it and I tried it and I don't know if I like it or not. Personally.
You gotta get the good crunch.
You know what? You need to try frozen oranges.
Oh, dude, I got blood oranges.
Mind blowing.
They almost taste carbonated.
Oh.
It's good though. Oh. It tastes like there's like a little fizz.
I think
to
a frozen lemon would taste really good. It'd just be like lemonade, but like
lemon shake up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like without all the sugar, because oh my gosh, they put so much sugar in those things, you cannot drink it.
Yeah. It's so good. I love them.
I think I've had like a sip of one and I like nearly died.
One time me and my friends, we went to the June Jamboree and we were all broke because we spent all our money on tickets. So we got one lemon shake up and shared it amongst the five of us.
Well, yeah. Wait,
but those are five of allergy season.
No, there was four of us. Still not great. Oh, we're supposed to be arguing and disagreeing right now. Back to your apple pie. The filling is the best part of the apple pie. No, it's
yes,
not.
Yes,
it
is.
The crust.
Yeah. The filling is the best part. What? Where's the actual flavor from? You just going to eat pie crust?
Yes. Yes. I would.
That is wild.
Wait, I don't know. I can't decide. I really like the pie crust when it's like warm. Mm-hmm. And like, good.
So you like cold pie, but you like warm pie crust. That is not how that works.
100%. No, because like if it's been in the freezer, but then you like heat it up for a second, the pie crust gets warm before like the apples do, because they take longer to heat up. Just trust.
Ugh.
Just trust.
I'm trying to see the vision, but I'm not.
Just trust. Yeah. But anyways, I don't know, because the pie crust is so good. Like that is the highlight, but also.
The pie light.
No.
You just got like,
no.
That was crazy.
Oh, the poor soul that'll be editing this later.
Oh, it's one of us. I'm trying to think of another one. Oh.
Brooklyn's
I can't look between the two of you. It's like stressing me out.
Oh my gosh. Okay, wait. Pie. Pizza pie. Deep dish sucks.
Amen. You know what?
That's a hot take, but like I don't just deep dish has to be done very specifically for it to be good.
It's so gross. You're just putting like 8 inches of cheese in your mouth.
I went to Chicago for my birthday one time because I think I forgot how old I was turning. And I was like, I want a Chicago pizza because people were like, oh my God, Chicago pizza. Mm-hmm. And I was I wouldn't say disgusted, but severely disappointed.
My God, it takes so hard. You can't get it out.
I know. Like, it's like, might as well, like, scoop it out the stupid crust.
Yeah, you
it's
literally
like a
need a bowl and then just.
The good style of deep dish pizza is when you have, like, thicker, like, actual breading, like, actual crust.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have, like, the same regular amount of stuff on it. So you just get, like, you double everything in proportion. And then it's just, like,
why
a thicker
slice of pizza.
Are you
eating that much bread on a pizza? If my bread to pizza ratio is 2-1,
see, are you
an issue?
Are you a thin crust person?
No, I like normal pizza.
Normal crust. Just normal crust. I also think thin crust is, like, awful.
Why would you ever eat that? Like, no, willingly, wait. Why would you ever eat
it? I'm gripping the mic. Pizza? I have something to say. Square pizza, the bane of my existence.
What?
No.
That's the best pizza.
No, it is not.
It's my favorite way to eat it. It's like little squares.
No.
Especially the ones at lunch. Like when they used to do it in elementary school, the square pizza.
You're
like the
rectangles. So wrong. Because
no, you're
A,
so wrong.
No, A, I don't know which of the pizza places offer square pizza.
Pizza King.
Okay. Well, anyways, but they all sound like...
Careful, they're our sponsor.
They all sound the same. It's like Pizza King, Papa John's, you know, whatever. Pizza Hut. Well, like, they all sound the same, so then everyone's like,
they're in the same market.
Yeah, they're all like, do you want Papa John's? And I'm like, is that the square pizza? And they're like, no, that's Pizza King. And then I have to be like, oh, then sure. Because I hate square pizza. And also, the ones that aren't a crust, you just have to, like, pick it up. And also, with Pizza King especially, all the toppings fall off.
Okay, yeah,
I will
agree.
Have you ever had Scampi's?
I've never had it.
Someone's asked me that
it's
before.
It's so good. It's like a good, like, normal pizza, except they load the toppings on there. So it's just like...
I'm clutching my pearls because of this, guys.
Sometimes I'll, like, see videos of people like, oh my gosh, just like it's like these restaurants known for their extra pepperoni pizza. Extra pepperoni pizza.
Also, pepperoni goes under the cheese.
We'll get back to you. And they'll cover
everything. Yeah, you're a psychopath.
We'll be right back.
Sorry.
We'll be right back.
That's copyright.
As I was saying, they'll cover every square inch of this pizza with pepperoni. And I'm like, no, that's disgusting. That's way too much pepperoni. Mm-hmm. Which, what? No. Don't. Start. You've said too much today. You're just looking to argue. You know, I bet you don't even disagree with me. You just want to argue.
What? No, I like a lot of pepperoni on my pizza.
Yeah, me too, but I don't want every single...
If you can't cut into the pizza without have the pepperoni falling off...
Also, the people who don't put seasoning on their pizza, yeah. like on their pizza... Is
oh, I don't
horrible.
Put anything on my pizza.
I hit them with a little bit of pepper, but like that's just like, so I have like a little...
There's a hot honey pepperoni they serve at Wolfie's.
Dude, what are you doing?
It's so
what?
Good. It's hot. Not like it's like it's sweeter, like it's a sweeter pizza. You ever had like Hawaiian bread?
Yeah,
it's got like that kind of like flavoring in like the bread, and then you get like the regular. Also, if you take like the mini Hawaiian rolls and you just like make a pizza sandwich, best thing you'll ever have. It's
I like
so good.
The ham Those and like, cheese like sandwich sliders
too.
With. Hawaiian bread.
I don't think I'd like it with pizza, but that sounds good.
No, you gotta bake them.
There's like something on top of it. I don't know.
I'll make them and bring them in one day.
And I won't eat them. I'll give it a try. I'll give it a try and then I'll be like, this is okay.
Okay.
You're just looking to argue, aren't you?
You know what's not okay?
Oh.
I'm looking
I
at
can't
Logan.
Believe you would ever say that about me.
What Who is putting pepperoni under their cheese?
You get the good, like, nice, crispy cheese.
What company?
Yeah. Speechless.
Nobody, because it's Scampi's. Wrong.
Yeah, you're really thinking on it. Because it's not good.
Speedway pizza's amazing, by the way. They have, speaking of which, not plugging Speedway, but they have a $5 like pizza and
He's
Pepsi
He's been
deal.
Talking about this for the last 3 days.
It's so good, and I just get... Oh,
this
get
is two, a gas station, mind you.
It's two slices of pizza and a Pepsi for $5. You know how good that rate is?
I gotta be honest.
I can get...
If it's $5, that's anything's tasting that good.
Yeah, but I can also get like a very similar deal with more food at Wendy's, but their... What is it called? The
$5 biggie bag?
Yeah, the biggie bag. Like, I'd rather get
but
a biggie bag.
What if you're not feeling than... a hamburger?
Well, what if I'm not feeling pizza?
Well, you're just looking to argue, aren't you?
Well, I don't want pizza. I don't like pizza all the time. I'd rather
well,
have...
Well, yeah, I obviously switch
and
it up.
Even if I don't want a burger, I get chicken nuggets with my biggie bag. Chicken nuggets come with it. So, yeah, biggie bag's better.
Okay, so Logan, have you come up with a location for this?
Location?
Because I'm telling you, you've never had this in your life.
I have, because I make it that way.
Oh, really?
Oh, he personally.
How often are you making pizza?
Quite frequently.
Yeah, I can see that, actually. Not even in a derogatory way.
He's got
way.
Like a chef hat and a rat under the hat.
Ratatouille.
I'm glad you got that.
What if I were to just like walk out there and pull out an apron and just I just walked in with a, like a Kiss the Chef apron? What would you do?
Not listen to the apron.
Good.
I don't know what else to tell you there.
What if I walked in here with a grill? I just started frying up a burger.
That would be so funny. I laugh at everything.
Episode idea: we bring in a griddle and we just start.
I think we need to have. Can we do a
cookie? Can we do a cooking episode?
Oh my gosh!
I don't know if we would have the permission to do it.
We could do it. We could do it in the culinary class.
Just put on some mics.
100% Miss Owens would let us do it.
Oh yeah.
Wait, that actually be so fire.
Because those mics out there, we can mic ourselves up.
Yeah, we could just be setting that up.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
I'll put it up.
Yeah. Future episode coming up.
Yep.
We're cooking.
You just saw us brainstorm an episode live in the studio.
We're going to be cooking.
Even though we're supposed to be disagreeing right now, but we just came up with a really good idea.
Yeah, we did actually. Yeah. You're wrong. I don't like your pizza things.
You're wrong.
You're the type of guy to be like, you prefer like grilled chicken over like.
Who? Why would you ever like do chicken that? Why would you?
Or meat.
Oh!
I don't like any meat. No, okay, wait. Not like, okay. I will eat meat. Like, I'm not a vegetarian or vegan or whatever. I will eat meat. I will eat pepperoni and, like, ham and stuff like that. Like, lunch meat. Put chicken in front of me and I'm not a happy.
You have a horrible take. You don't deserve an opinion.
And, like, pan burgers are fine. You know, like, beef, whatever. Chicken, disgusting.
Chicken literally doesn't taste like anything until you season it.
No,
exactly.
That's what I'm saying. No, and it's so bad because it's just dry and in your mouth, and like you have to chew it.
Then the person you have had
good chicken.
You never had.
You must have had the worst chicken.
This has been a whole life. Like I've never
cooking episode. We're gonna cook chicken. We're gonna make you taste good chicken.
All right, that'll about do it.
Yeah, it's gonna wrap us up here.
I'm so disappointed. I'm disappointed.
Whatever.
Not a great segment. A lot of disagreeing.
That's the whole point.
We'll get back to you guys. Bye bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the third episode of the Arabian Rundown. Stay tuned for more content by following 91.7 WEEM on Facebook, X, TikTok, and Instagram, and on any platform podcasts can be found, or at WEEM Media on YouTube.